The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Last year, entrepreneur Charlie Lester launched the first online dating app for the over 50s. It was called Lumen. Well, now it's over 1.5 million members worldwide, and Charlie's back to give us an update. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
So, it's doing well.
Yeah.
What does it do differently to the more commonly recognised websites or apps?
So I think our key thing is that we check everyone, who everyone is. So we knew that safety was an issue for over 50s. They're the most targeted by scammers and by catfish. So in order to join, you have to go through a photo verification process. So we ask you to take a selfie through the app. It doesn't appear on your profile, but we then use that to cross-reference it with your pictures. So anyone using Lumen knows that who they see are the people that they really are.
Okay, for the uninitiated, what are catfish?
So a catfish is someone using someone else's pictures. So on a number of dating sites, I could use your pictures and pretend to be you, and you'd be none the wiser, and people who were seeing that profile would be none the wiser.
But when you eventually meet, you'd know that the person in the picture was not the person that you're having a coffee with.
Yep, but a lot of scammers don't want to actually meet you. They just want you to fall in love with them, and then they take your money or something. You know, they've got other reasons for catfishing. And some people just do it to be mischievous. So we try and protect people as much as possible.
Now, it's been successful, and not just numerically. You've had a number of Lumen weddings.
Yeah, and we're getting more and more each week. In the last week alone, I've had 2 messages telling me about engagements and a picture from a wedding in North Carolina. And it's starting to really ramp up. I think now that we're sort of over a year old, we're seeing more and more successes.
Where are you getting most recruitment? In what territories?
So America is our largest territory by far. But I mean, in Ireland, I think Dublin is our busiest city, definitely. But it's been brilliant. We're now global. We've launched in Australia and New Zealand and Canada. So it's brilliant.
Where did you take the name Lumen from? Lumen being light in Latin.
So we like the idea of using a measure of light for 2 reasons. When we talked to people in the 50s and 60s, they kept using the words invisible. And I think because that generation feels like no one is tailoring anything to them. So we like the idea of sort of shining a light on this forgotten generation. But also, because of the safety features, we like the idea of there being no grey areas, no dark spaces that people can hide in. So that's bright.
Now, you know that expression, Charlie, physician, heal thyself. You are single.
I am single. and I think it's useful that I'm single, because I actually use a lot of dating apps. So when I see something that's good, I'm like, right, we should be doing this. When I find something that's not so good, I'm like, right, we need to make sure that we don't do this. And my co-founder actually met his wife on a dating app. So I think it means that we're quite good, quite well qualified to be running a dating app.
Now, talk to me about the move from meeting someone naturally, organically in the office, in a place of work, maybe sharing an interest, a hobby, a sport or whatever, and how everything seems to be moving online.
Well, I think you're right. I think everything is moving online. So I think if you think about Facebook, for example, I have friends who have children. I know exactly what their children look like, and I've never met them because of social media. So I think we spend so much of our lives online that it does seem natural that we are going to be meeting people online. And I think the great thing about that is just this idea of casting a wider net. You know, 50 years ago, people often married someone in the next street, whereas these days you can meet so many more people. I think you have so much more choice. And I think that's, you know, there are positives and negatives to that. I think as long as you don't keep thinking, oh, maybe I can get something better, I think as long as you, once you find someone good, you commit to them, then it can be a brilliant opportunity to really meet someone tailored for you.
But people, it seems, will trust what they learn online on a dating app more perhaps than a conversation they have in a bar with somebody. And even if they do have a natural, organic conversation in a bar, the next thing they do, they go to the loo, they take out their phone and they try to get a digital footprint for that person.
Yeah, though I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's quite a good thing to be sort of safety minded. And if someone has told you something, whether they've told you that in person or they've told you on their dating profile, if I meet someone online on a dating app, I always do a sort of cursory check on LinkedIn or something to say, just to check that person does exist and that they are doing the job they say they do. Because I think, you know, because of this worry about catfishing and scamming, I think, you know, not everyone is who they seem. So I think it's not a bad thing to sort of take a few safety steps to protect yourself.
There was an analysis by Stanford University and the University of New Mexico in the US for 2017, 39% of opposite sex couples in the US met online or on an app.
Yeah, I think that's going to be quite quickly over 50%. They used to predict that it was going to be 50% by 2030. I think it's going to be this year, if not next year. It does seem to be really growing quickly.
Is there still a stigma, though? Where did you meet? And, you know, you expect, well, we met over the water cooler, or we met on holiday. We met online. Is there still a stigma attached to that? Yeah. Admission.
So I think it's quite interesting because obviously Lumen only deals with over 50s. And I think that the under 50s, definitely there's no stigma because, and I think that's due to the rise of dating apps that really removed the stigma a few years ago. I think still some over 50s are a little bit worried about saying that they're on a dating app. But I think when you realise that, you know, with our app alone, there's 1.5 million people using it. And there are lots of different apps and dating sites out there. There are quite literally millions of people using these sites. It doesn't suggest that you're desperate. You are literally just using the same methods everyone else
is. I mean, part of the reason people go out is to have a few drinks and have a you know, a dance or whatever in a club, but I would suspect that a lot of the time the motivation for going out on the town, as it were, is hunting for a partner, whether you're male or female. I mean, the fact that Mr. Right or Mrs. Right or Miss Right might happen that night is part of it. I mean, is the online space going to kind of diminish the lure of nightlife?
I think it already has in that respect, to be honest. I think that I think for the last 2-3 years, I think people have changed the reasons for going out. I know that when I go out, I'm not necessarily going out to meet new people. It's more to spend time with my friends. And when you are out, you do see more and more people on their phone, right? They're not necessarily engaging with people around them. But I think part of the reason for that is the rejection aspect. If you go up to someone in a pub and they're not interested in you, then you have that really, you know, tangible sense of rejection, and it can be really awkward. Whereas you're kind of protected behind a screen. If you send someone a message and they don't reply, then it doesn't hurt as much.
But you can be ghosted. Explain.
Okay, so ghosting is when you have seen someone for a few times, you're starting to build a relationship, and then they literally disappear like a ghost. So they disappear in thin air, they stop taking your calls, they stop replying to your text messages. And normally it's because things have moved too quickly, someone's got cold feet, and they can't, you know, they're not confident enough to explain to you. And so it's
do you have any ghosting alerts on Lumen? You know, when communication just stops, do you have a red light that goes on your dashboard?
We don't. Some apps do actually send you a prompt saying, do you want to send this person another message? What we do have is we actually have something tailored more to passive rejection, because we found that that was something that the over 50s in particular were worrying more about. So if I send you a message and you're not interested in me, it's quite common that people just won't reply. Whereas on Lumen, a lot of people were saying, oh, I've sent someone a message and they haven't replied. And we realised how much this was affecting people. So we have a pass button that actually will send a polite no to that person. So and there's multiple sentences that it sends. But we have had a few people saying to us, I think you've got fake users, because I've had the same message 5 times and I have to be like, no, I'm really sorry. That's us letting you down.
We're in the middle of, or the beginning perhaps, of cuffing season. Now, what's cuffing season?
So this is a funny one. This has come from New York. And the idea comes from the idea of handcuffs, tying yourself to another person. And it's people who wouldn't necessarily want to normally be in a long-term relationship, realising that in the colder months where, you know, the days are shorter, they don't really want to be going out and about and trying to meet lots of new people. So they tie themselves, in inverted commas, to a person for the, like, almost like hibernation for the winter season. So it normally starts around October, November time. It's normally, to be honest, it's more with younger daters than the demographic that Lumen deals with. But you tie yourself to that person, and then maybe around March or April,
after Valentine's Day, so you have a date for Valentine's Day, after Christmas and New Year, so you've got a date for those difficult periods.
Yeah.
Then you cut yourself loose again in time for the summer.
It's a bit sad, isn't it?
Anyway, if people want to join Lumen, what do they do?
So our website is www.lumenapp.com, and we've got a blog on there, lots of dating advice. And then if you want to join the app, we're available on all app stores. Just search for Lumen, L-U-M-E-N.
Charlie Lester, entrepreneur and founder of Lumen. Thank you very much.